who greets us, who brings us to this place. And no matter where you're coming from, it is our God who meets you here. And he says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people say, amen. And because God's given us this greeting, we get to give it to each other. And if there was ever a Sunday night where people needed to hear some peace, I think it's probably tonight. So hug your hand, give your high five. Say God's peace to each other.
So good luck with all of that. We are so excited to announce that we have raised over $1,200 for the Community Care Fund just through CANS, which is really awesome. So we started this project last January over interim, and it grew into something so beautiful, and we've been so blessed with all that God has done and all that you guys have done. We definitely couldn't do it without all of your CANS donations, but we did want to say that we're doing another plug because we would love to have more people. Both Sienna and I are going to be off campus next semester, so we won't be here to help out with the CAN Fund, and we would love to have your help. It's a very low commitment. All you guys have to do is, you know, if you want to collect, if you just want to collect from your own dorm, that's really awesome too. Any help we can get would be really awesome because we would love to keep this going as long as it possibly can, because guys, literally $1,200 would be recycled, and we save that and put that into the Community Care Fund, which is so awesome. But we'd love to have your help with that so we can continue it on.
One thing that I really appreciate about it is just it's a nice study break, even though it is oftentimes just once a month. So I think for myself, it was just three times a semester, very low commitment, just saying. But it was just a great study break just to kind of get off campus, just hang out with some people that you usually don't hang out with, and just know that you're kind of doing good work and being able to give back to some of the other students at Calvin. Just to echo that, we would really love your help. We did this past semester, we probably had around like 15 people, which was great because we could split up into different teams just make it a low commitment. But since we are losing some people, we would love for some of you to help us out. And again, it's really low commitment, maybe three times throughout this next semester. You'd help just for an hour or two, one afternoon. We would love to have you. Thank you so much for donating, and we appreciate all the support. Thank you.
Also, really quick, sorry. We will be here after loft downstairs with a cookie, so if you guys want to sign up to help, we would really appreciate that. Oh, I'm Tara, by the way. Sorry. we'll be downstairs, so if you want to give us your email, we can give you some more information. And
I'm Tucker. Thank you.
The preaching chapels will move to Tuesday, so that'll be Believe. The Belong chapels will be on Wednesday. The Be Still Quiet Meditative chapels will be Thursday. And on Friday, we're doing an absolutely silent, no, we're not. We're doing the regular thing we always do on Fridays, which is the Be Loud Chapel. So begin, believe, belong, be still, be loud. And when the new chapel calendars come out, you'll be able to see that right away. But we just want to give you a heads up in case there's a chapel that you particularly enjoy. Speaking of chapels you particularly enjoy, tomorrow, being the last chapel, we are having a hymn sing. And now, for the first time, Pastor Paul, will actually let you pick all the carols you want, all the Christmas songs you want, tomorrow. So come to chapel tomorrow and enjoy the last hymn sing together. Tonight, as we do, we're praying for members of our community, tonight from the Nejoni and the Travis Street Project Neighborhood Houses. So I'll do that in just a moment. We are doing testimonies tonight, and the way we're going to do it is this. There are baskets and there are cards, and we'll pass empty baskets for you to put your offering in, and then after that, the baskets will come that have cards and pens. And on one side of the card, it says truth, and then the other side, it says grace. Okay, so maybe there was a truth that God taught you this semester. That was something that you really needed to hear. And maybe there was a grace that you experienced this semester. Maybe you had a grace and a truth. Maybe the grace was related to the truth. But we encourage you to write that down. And we have enough cards that you could probably take two if you wanted to like contribute one, because we hang them up in our windows by campus ministries. And you can take one home also if you want to do that. And I also remind you that if you want to come up and say them, you can do that at the microphone. If you'd rather just contribute it, you can put that here and then drop your pen in the basket next to it, okay? And the microphones, you squeeze, they go up and down. Ooh. All right? Not complicated. So don't do this. Like, don't be like me. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, don't do that, okay? And the other thing to remember is that while all of us would love to hear all of the details of your story, we probably don't want to hear all the details of your story tonight. And so when you write out your grace or your truth, be sure that you are succinct, you are brief. Some of you had practiced writing haikus this semester. Maybe that would be the way to go. But remember that, grace on one side, truth on the other. You can do both, you can do either or, and we'll hand those out after the offering. Did I get all the things I had to say? Oh, and we have them in both red and green. Ooh. I know. Okay, did I do all my things? All right, so now we have our last chance for the semester to give to the Community Care Fund. The Venmo number will be up there if you want to give via Venmo. We're always so grateful for your generosity. It is making a big difference in the lives of people who are sitting right around you tonight. So let's give to the Community Care Fund. Thank you. pray together. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for how these words have shaped us this semester as we have immersed ourselves in the Gospel of John, as we have seen again and again, Jesus, how you are God. Thank you that you are a God of compassion and tenderness and healing and mercy. Thank you that you are the God who stills the storm. Thank you that you do that for us. Some of us come in here into this space tonight and we're anxious. Maybe it's a bunch of things. Maybe it's just that one class that we're worried. We want to do well. Maybe we're behind. Maybe we just don't understand. And so, Holy Spirit, we pray that you come within and among us now, that you calm our anxieties. Help us to learn. In these next few days, as we review our notes and prepare for finals, we pray, Lord, that we can absorb the information well, that we can honor our teachers, that we can honor you. And we pray, God, that after these exams are over, we will have a beautiful and wonderful break. We pray that for the members of Nejoni and Traverse Street houses, as they part ways over Christmas and the mentors have a bit of a reprieve, we pray that you use this time to restore them and help them to commit once again to living intentionally together, because we know that's a challenge. And we thank you for communities that stretch us and push us like these Project Neighborhood homes do, and like our floors do, and our friendships and our roommates and housemates, who encourage us to be better disciples of you by confronting things, by speaking truth, along with grace. Thank you, Jesus, that you shape this community. And as we now listen to each other, we pray that you give us ears to hear what we need to hear. That maybe tonight someone's going to say something and they don't even know it, but it's exactly what someone else needed to hear. And so, Lord, if we're the ones who need to speak tonight to give our testimony, then prompt us and make it clear. And we pray that this night is a night that brings you glory. For you are a God who loves Calvin College. You are a God who rules over this campus. You are a God who moves in our lives and reveals yourself again and again and again. We thank you, Jesus Christ, that you are the Word made flesh, that you are grace and truth. And we celebrate you tonight. And we pray this in your name. Amen. So whenever you're ready, Ange will be playing. You can finish writing, and then whenever you're ready, you can come to the mic. Just take your turn, and if you'd rather not speak it, but you want to contribute it, you can just place it in the basket here. So you can either come up this way or come up the center aisle. Let's worship God with our testimonies.
God's love. It is an amazing love, and it is enough for me.
God taught me that I need to open up my hands and give him control. Things don't always go the way I want them to. Sometimes God says no. It's hard, but it doesn't mean he doesn't love me. I can trust him. I don't know where God is leading me, and that's okay. I spent my entire life being too afraid to follow God's plans for my life. Every decision I've made, I've built myself a safety net and have done what seems practical, but not necessarily what was right. God finally convinced me to follow his plans for my life. I declared a second minor this year that doesn't necessarily seem practical for my future, but it seems right to God. I've made plans for next summer that might not be the best for my career, but it seems right to God, and I know that God has plans for me, and I'm trusting him, and I won't pretend like I'm not scared. It still scares me that I don't know where he's leading me, but I do know now that it is okay. I struggle constantly with feeling completely isolated and alone, and this semester he taught me that I can't do it alone, and I don't have to. If I only reach out, someone will be there. Maybe it's not the person I think will be, or maybe it's not the person I think is supposed to be, a significant other, a coworker, a so-called friend from whatever class or whatever community, but someone will be there, and someone always has been. And whether that's someone tangible or whether it's God, someone will always be there, and I don't have to do it alone.
Nothing that I or we can do to unearn God's love and mercy. His mercy does not depend on our actions.
God taught me it's okay to ask others for help. You don't need to put the weight of the world on your shoulders. There'll always be others to support you and offer a hand.
God has shown me that he's always with me, even when it feels like he's not. And because I have him, I can face the hard things, including my biggest fears, because the great I am is with me. He has shown me his grace by constantly pursuing me, even when I shut him out or feel like I can't pursue him. He has consistently shown himself to me over and over and over again.
God has taught me that I don't know my future, and I don't need to. All I need is to trust God and his plan, even when it seems like my life is crumbling around me. God has shown me his great patience when he tries to tell me something and I just don't get it.
Truth, I can get grades less than an A and still be okay.
I have known for years that God always wants to be in relationship with us, but I never got that until this semester when, through the prompting and guiding of friends and mentors and a little bit of trial and error, I've really gotten to experience the deep, deep love of Jesus personally.
Truth, God is sufficient. Choose obedience. His plan is good and can be trusted.
So, God has taught me that I cannot be a Christian on my own. I have to be in a community if I want to be a Christian. We all do. And so that's what I have taught.
God has reminded me to let go of control and abide in Him. He has given me little reminders every day that He is in control and that His ultimate plan is far greater than any of my own plans.
Truth. God's plan for your life isn't going to work out in ways that you expect. Last year, I declared an ESL minor out of panic of needing to put something with my education major. I didn't pick it because I loved it. However, through a semester-long classroom placement working with amazing students from over 10 amazing cultures, I've discovered a huge passion for something I had no idea God was leading me to.
I must truly know that I am loved because God first loved me.
Truth. God is the foundation of my life. Love is a choice, and growth requires intentionality. Grace. No matter what, God is with me. Grace. I experienced an overwhelming love this semester. God reminded me over and over that He wants my heart, and that He is good and faithful in every season.
I was reminded to live in the moment and gratefully accept His daily blessings for me. Don't worry about tomorrow. God's got you.
I've learned to choose to trust God in the middle of my doubts, fear, and anxiety. I trust Him. He is always with me and loves me no matter what.
God's just taught me that He longs to be near and present with me.
God has taught me that I am enough. If I can be loved by the God who made the universe, calm the sea, and hold the stars in His hand, who am I to say that I am not enough?
God's grace has taught me that when I fall, God's the one who picks me up.
God has shown me He is so much more, infinitely powerful, gracious, more important than I could ever guess. He has spoken to me and told me He will continue working in my life, and that my plan is not anywhere near finished. He continues to bless me. He loves me. I can't wait to be changed, moved, challenged more in this sacred place.
God is a good Father. He loves me unconditionally, and I find my worth and identity in Him. He created me for a purpose and has a plan for my life, no matter what happens. And I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Truth. I can be a valued and loved member of a community just as I am. This semester, I've seen God and His gifts through others in ways I never have before.
Truth, wherever you go, there I am with you.
God has really reinforced the fact that He's the good shepherd in my life this semester, and that when bears and wolves and other sharp-toothed things that love to come along, it's at the center of His heart to chase those down with like a club and beat them to death.
Truth, I can find peace in my future, knowing the countless prayers that have been answered and where God has brought me this far.
Truth, God has shown me that there are many people who love me and support me after so many years of feeling like no one truly cared about me. The people he has put in my life over the last year all have a purpose in it, and I know I can come to them when I'm at my lowest.
Truth, none of us are entitled to anything. We should be thankful for every blessing, even when we feel that we have less than usual.
God gave me the strength to lead Bible study every single week. Every time I felt like I couldn't do it, and I couldn't by myself. But every single week, it was a reminder that it is only through God's power that I accomplish His will.
Me this far, and he's made it clear this semester that I simply can't survive without him. He brought me on a plane 26 hours from here, and he's not just about to let me lose and fail.
To abide in Jesus even in this new season.
If you haven't yet brought up a card and you wanted to, you're welcome to do that during this song that comes after this. And I hope you picked up some themes. I love it when God kind of speaks to each of us and yet to all of us, right? And I was thinking about the Good Shepherd one. Where is there? Yeah. If you didn't hear Gary Burge's chapel talk on I Am the Good Shepherd, it was one of the Monday chapels, and it was really great. Gary's a seminary teacher. He actually wrote commentaries on the Gospel of John that I've been using this semester. And so if you want to have an idea of what that passage is about, it's very entertaining and there are pictures. So check that out. Let's pray together. You are indeed full of grace and truth. And we have heard both of those this evening. How you speak truth to us, how you speak grace to us, how you hold on to us. And Lord, we know that for every testimony that was spoken, we carry more within us that were unspoken right now. And so thank you. Thank you that you encourage us through the words of each other and through this time of just sitting and being quiet before you and remembering what you have done. And we're also free to say that there are some here who are still struggling and don't feel like they have a testimony right now, and they're just in a hard spot, a desert place, in the wilderness. And so we thank you that you are the shepherd who goes out for the one lamb who's lost. And so remind us that you're just not a shepherd for the flock that's all together and can speak easily of your presence, but you're the shepherd for those who wander and who are far off and who need you. So thank you for being a good, good shepherd. And Lord, we pray that as we move into this week and into this season and into the holidays, we hold that within us, that you indeed are full of grace and truth, and you love us. And we pray all of these things in the name of our Jesus. Amen.